Pornography Podcast 2, presented by Sam Sugar, a SugarBay.com production, brought to you with the support of FleshBot.com.
My name's Sam Sugar, and welcome to Pornography. In this, our second podcast, we will be taking a look at the week according to Fleshbot. We will be concluding our interview with Angela Malini, the perfectly proportioned playmate who enchanted us last week. And we'll be taking a look at Wifey's World, one of the best regarded and longest running amateur websites online, and trying to decide on your behalf whether it's worth investing $25 a month in. Show, let's review the last week of Naughty News Gathering, courtesy of the fine fellows and foxy fillies at Fleshbot. In France, Fleshbot found Absolutement Femmes, a website I can't pronounce and can't read, yet understand perfectly. On arriving, I clicked on Nu, because it sounds a bit like nude, and immediately lucked out. The site's full of the kind of material which reminds you of those optical illusions you can only see when you concentrate. Photos which force your brain to slip between thinking, this is sexy, masturbate, and this is art, masturbate, in a seemingly random pattern. The kind of pictures that look beautiful on the web, but, if printed and framed, would make any room look like the bedroom of a rapper who's just become famous, but is still living in his mum's basement. You can really only call this stuff art online, and let's face it, if it was art, you'd have to see it in a gallery, where masturbating's often frowned upon. In Italy, Fleshbot found spermaparty.net. Spermaparty's the kind of phrase that translates into English without any effort at all. And for anyone who thinks that bukkake is limited to Japan and frat house initiations, this site proves that Italians love nothing more than beautiful women in dinner plate-sized sunglasses fighting through streaming arcs of hot man wax. Personally, my sperm's agoraphobic, happiest confined to a condom, mouth, or vagina. But if you favor the explosion in a yogurt factory look and don't mind a healthy portion of Italian gok, gok's that lower abdomen fat between gut and cock, which these guys have in abundance, you'll love this site. In Japan, or at least catering to material from Japan, Fleshbot gave us Japaholic, a site which earns the right to use a name which suggests the blog of an East Asian vampire by providing access to real Japanese porn without the censoring mosaics and pixelation required by Japanese law. If you just want to see real Japanese porn with the porn left in, Japaholic's going to make you happy. And if you're looking for footage of women who look slightly uncomfortable having sex with men who, regardless of their weight, are devoid of any discernible muscle tone, Japaholic's going to make you ecstatic. In Spain, Fleshbot uncovered a collection of porn movie posters posted by Belzer Records. Dating from the 70s, the budget for most of the posters clearly exceeds the total production cost of your average gonzo video shoot in 2005. Putting these on your wall would make you look like a sophisticated lover of all things erotic, and safely ensure that you were never asked to babysit. How can anyone argue that there was no golden age of adult movies, when star performers had names like Stephanie Fondue? Finally, back in the States, as people start to realize Pamela Anderson is now entering the scary, hanging on to being hot, give me bigger tits and pull back my face another inch stage of her career, Jessica Simpson is rapidly becoming America's favorite bland, vacuous bimbo. Fleshbot stayed on top of every shimmy and nipple slip she made this week. Personally, I'm not down with the whole Jessica Simpson thing. When I was talking to friends at Warner Brothers a couple of years ago about the Dukes of Hazzard movie remake, I suggested they make Bo and Luke Duke black, and then not have anyone in the movie comment on it, or make their colour anything to do with the plot. It would have been the greatest movie of all time. Two black guys with a white family in an orange car with a Confederate flag on the roof. I would also have cast Vince Vaughn as a slightly nebbish Boss Hogg. Now, The Dukes of Hazzard, a straight update of the original, is making me a little uncomfortable. Doesn't anyone else realize that the Duke boys are clearly KKK? Doesn't that make Jessica Simpson Eva Braun? I can't even look at her. Anyway, that's the week and the world according to Fleshbot. Check out fleshbot.com to start your day with a refreshing face full of stories from Fleshbot's steady golden stream of sex news.
This is a giant cock.
Last week I spent some time talking to Angela Malini, a playmate turned webmistress who now runs Marquee Models as well as her own site, angelamalini.com. This week we've got the second half of that interview and, as promised, a detailed analysis of Robert De Niro's pickup technique.
Shall we play a game?
I did some acting. I thought it was dreadful. I hated it. The hours were long. I got offered a lot of jobs, acting in movies and shows, and I turned them down. It's just not my thing. If I could do it over again, would I pose nude? Since I'm perfectly happy with my children and owning my own businesses and being my own boss, yeah, I'd do it again. I had a great experience. I got to travel the world. I met the most interesting people, and not necessarily celebrities. I met plenty of them. They're the interesting people in the world, but they're real. You know, the actors I thought were a bit pretentious. They have their heads up their asses. They're
go on, name names. Who's the biggest ass that you met who's a celebrity?
Robert De Niro.
Wow.
He's a total ass.
Why? What does Robert De Niro do?
My girlfriend, Katie Cantrell, who was a playmate the same year I was, went out one night and met Robert De Niro. And we thought he was charming. He was with Joe Pesci and Christian Slater in a bar called the Tea Room in L.A. Yeah, this is the day when pagers were in.
Okay.
Before everybody had cell phones. So we gave him our pager number because we had a really fun night. I thought he was a great guy, and he was charming.
Mm-hmm.
So the next night he paged us and said, why don't we go out to dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, you know, we were struggling actors, models. Yay, free dinner, you know?
Yeah.
So he said he's staying at the Bel Air Hotel under the name Abraham Williams. So we went up there to his bungalow and walked in, and it's... Well, first of all, the bungalows are amazingly beautiful.
Yeah.
So we walk in, and there's a whole table of food and wine and fruit and cheese, and he wasn't dressed. So we said, well, aren't we going out to dinner? And he goes, well, I thought we'd just have dinner here. And we said, well, we were kind of hoping that we were going to go out somewhere. You know, we got all dressed up for you. And he said, well, why don't we just stay here? I got the hot tub going, and I ordered all this wine. And Katie and I looked at each other and looked at him and said, we don't know what the intentions are, but it's not probably what you're hoping for. And he said, well, let me walk you to the door.
Wow.
So he walked us up to the door, opened the door, and said, the parking lot's around the corner, and shut the door.
Wow.
And that's our Robert De Niro story.
I wonder how many calls he made once you'd left.
Probably 50. They all probably came and had an orgy over there.
You know what's really depressing to a guy like me who, you know, is not Robert De Niro yet, although I'm a hell of a lot younger than Robert De Niro, so there's still time. But what's really depressing is that you kid yourself when you're a young man and you're working hard that at some point you could become successful or famous in a way that means that you don't get turned down. Whereas when you hear a story like that, you realize that actually, you do get turned down by the people who you don't, you know, the same people who turn you down now in a bar. So really, what's the point? I mean, what's the point of being Robert De Niro if you can't just arrange an instant threesome? Come on.
Well, I think honestly, that's what he was hoping for. But first of all, okay, Katie and I were into acting, quote unquote, at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I always thought to myself, first of all, why would a big time guy like that ever want me on a set again? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if he had a threesome with me and my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Would you want to see me work on a set with him for 12 hours a day?
Yeah.
Okay, and second of all, he was older than my dad at the time. And third of all, he's crusty. He's not my style, sorry.
I'm learning a lot. You dig Hef more than you dig De Niro, which is interesting. I wouldn't have predicted that. But, you know.
Because let me tell you, Hef would take no with grace. If you tell Hugh Hefner no.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, I understand, and not say, get out of my house now. He respects women more that way.
Yeah.
I believe. Well, Robert just wants a piece of, you know.
He does. He's a bad man, Robert, I think.
Bob. Bad Bob.
Bad Bob. Bad Bob. He's gonna, you know, his move has probably changed in the past, you know, 10, 15 years. At least you'd hope. But
well, he's old and crusty now. I'd hope so.
That just means you have to try harder, and he probably orders a bigger buffet now. He's probably got cakes, whole entire cakes, maybe like a whole pig with an apple in its mouth when he invites the girls.
He probably orders the whole palm tree with the pineapple growing out of it.
Exactly.
That's what I got a pine tree.
Exactly. Although that said, I saw a one-man show in L.A. a few years ago by a gay guy, who had a job as a kind of waiter at the Mansion during the 70s and 80s when it was really wild. And the stories he told would, you know, curl your toes. He talked about James Caan ordering up douches on silver trays because he liked his girls clean. He'd phone down and order a bottle of champagne and a pack of douches that would come up on a silver platter. So maybe it's just a Hollywood thing. Maybe these guys don't have the whole subtlety thing down.
What's the word I'm trying to think of? Overindulgent. That's it.
Decadent.
They just like to be overindulgent because they think they can.
Yeah.
Because they think they're above, like, what they would consider normal, regular, ordinary people. And I find it kind of sickening, personally.
But you don't
like,
have to...
I never dated rock stars or anything like that because it kind of turned me off. I personally prefer a guy with moral values that just works hard and loves his family.
It's always the same story. The way that you win the world's most beautiful women is just to be a plumber. A hard-working plumber. It's true.
Like, my husband, seriously, is not an actor. He's not famous. He goes to work Monday through Friday, but he comes home to me, and he's loyal, and he loves his family.
And he's
so what more can I ask?
And he's English, and Englishmen.
And he's English. Bonus.
Englishmen are effectively made of magic. So
Englishmen are made of magic.
We're made of magic. Women can't resist Englishmen.
Yeah, they have dream dust thrown on them at night.
We do. We're made of candy and sweetness, and wherever we go, you can smell kind of fresh fruit. It's just odd we're that good.
Wherever Englishmen go, you can smell fresh flowers.
You can. You waft. In fact, when I fart, it comes out a perfect middle C. That's the kind of guy I am. Before I let you go, you haven't had any... I was going to ask you about all your bad modeling experiences, but I don't think you've had any.
Well, you know, fortunately for me, I haven't. But it's just the path you choose. If you choose to get into trouble, you're going to get into trouble. If you go looking for trouble, it's going to find you. In my personal life, believe in doing the right thing. I don't do drugs. I seldom drink.
Mm-hmm.
My only vice is I'll have a cigarette here and there when I go out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my goal in life is to look 30 when I'm 50. So, and if I keep living that kind of lifestyle, I'm going to look 60 when I'm 50, right?
You will.
So I want to look good for myself, because if I don't look good and feel good about myself, my kids aren't going to look up to me. My husband's not going to find me attractive, and I wouldn't have a business. So if you choose to live the fast life, it's going to catch up to you.
Well, at that point, I will let you go. And when you said that you wanted to, your ambition is to look 30 when you're 50, I'm going to go back and I'll edit in "and world peace," because I just, you know, you probably meant something like that, but you forgot to say it. So I'll just throw that in.
And world peace.
Yes. I'll use that segment. I want to look 30 when I'm 50, and I want world peace. Because just, you know, if you had that one wish and you just said 30 when I'm 50 and threw away the world peace opportunity, I'd be pissed.
Well, don't we all want world peace? I mean, isn't the world a sickening place, really? Like, the best thing I can do is raise decent human beings.
You could have said erections at that point, but you said decent human
raise
beings.
Raise erections. I do that every day.
You do, and and can I and people have peaceful times with your websites, believe me.
Thank you.
I will not apologize for who I am. I will not apologize for what I need. I will not apologize for what I want.
Oh my God, this girl's really turning me on.
I'm ready to shoot now. My cock is ready. I want to fuck. Let's go.
Welcome to this week's Left-Handed Review, and this week I'm going to take a look at Wifey's World. Now, if you believe the homepage, Wifey of wifeysworld.com is, and I quote, "the web's most well-endowed, orally obsessed housewife." This bold statement is not clearly punctuated, leaving me to wonder, is she the orally obsessed housewife who's most well-endowed, or the most well-endowed housewife who happens to be orally obsessed? To answer these questions, I dove into Wifey's World in an attempt to answer the ultimate 24/95 question: is this site worth joining? Well, as always, I will start with the free side, and when you enter Wifey's free side, you're met with a picture of the Zeppelin-chested heroine, known only as Wifey, beside the boast, "Yes, this gorgeous woman swallows." Now, I know for a fact that women who don't swallow in the year 2005 are truly a rarity. According to Loveline, the radio show that keeps me in touch with the teenagers, oral sex is now what you do when you run out of conversation at junior prom. When I was in high school, we thought oral sex was a mythical planet near Cassiopeia. Things have changed greatly, and I don't think that there are many men under the age of 25 who see oral sex as the incredible goal that men of an older generation sometimes do. However, hubby and wifey are both in their 30s, quite clearly, and if you're of that, you know, you're as old as that, I mean, I can't even imagine what 30 feels like, I'm just a kid, but if you're an older person, I'm sure that hearing about blowjobs is terribly exciting. However, the way that wifey gives a blowjob is with a level of enthusiasm that would make you think that the air was full of poison and inside hubby's penis was the antidote. So the site does have a particularly strong and unique angle on the whole, you know, swallowing semen genre. Now, does wifey do free stuff? Clicking on her peephole, and I did say peephole with that oh-so-important second P, you get a first taste of the site, a composite of pictures featuring cocks, cum, and big boobies. There's really no cleverer way to describe it. It's about wifey's lust for the love emulsion and hubby's performance as a hubby goo delivery system. the entire site is cock's cum and big boobies. And yes, sometimes wifey does call it hubby goo. Now, their update section is a blog, which isn't a blog, particularly popular on adult sites right now, although I'm sure they're all going to turn into real blogs pretty soon. If they paid me to consult on their web design, I'd tell them it should be a real blog, and I'd also advise against using the term hubby goo, but that's more a personal preference. When you read the updates, you start to encounter the personal touch which separates true amateur sites like wifeysworld.com from the corporate competition. Wifey, a woman who makes a living having sex with her husband in public, admits that cum stings the eyes. Why does she say this? Well, one, it's true, especially when you're dealing with a guy like me, because as you, well, you might not know, but my sperm is so potent that I actually have to burn anything it touches in case it gets outside and mutates into some weird hybrid Sam fish tree animal soil thing in nature. But the point I was trying to make before I started underlying my own almost supernatural sexual prowess is that coming from a woman who knows more about being covered in sperm than a boy band looking for a new record contract, the honesty in saying that sperm in the eye hurts is refreshing, especially compared to a number of porn movies which would make it seem as if that there's nothing a woman enjoys more on a first date than having the wide end of a champagne bottle shoved into her rectum. Everybody knows, first date, narrow end only.
No shit.
Be a gentleman, guys. The site updates a lot, and when you look through the other Freeside sections, you get more and more of the honest, sincere feeling that you get from reading the other little things. Wifey admits that when she first allowed hubby to come on her face, it wasn't a turn-on for her. She also says now, of course, that having her face decorated is an enormous turn-on. But if you're not getting the point, wifey's the kind of pneumatic, sexually rastapedic woman. And let's make rastapedic the word of the day. That married men fantasize about, single men fantasize about, and probably many children fantasize about too. The site also has a store, which is open to everyone, and as with the rest of the site, it's very well sorted out. You can buy movie clips on VHS in both NTSC and PAL formats, CD and DVD, although they have 14 VHS tapes and only 3 DVDs, which for 2005 I found quite surprising. The movies cost $25 a pop, rimshot please, and they only run 30 minutes apiece. I can't comment on the quality, but if you have reasons for not wanting to use the website, then they're another option, and obviously they don't involve any recurring billing. Now, the pay side of the website is a different place entirely. And when I entered, the first thing I saw was Wifey's pole. Now, attentive listeners will be guessing that Wifey's pole is hubby's cock, but no. Wifey's pole on the day I checked was, and I quote, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar racked up the greatest number of personal fouls in his professional career. How many did he commit? Remember, no cheating. Now, you know, this is a great site, but what the fuck, yo? I mean, seriously, if you bring Kareem Abdul-Jabbar into the average wank fantasy, the woodsman's going home, and he ain't coming back. I didn't know what the poll was about, but it's there, I guess, if you like to mix sport and sex. Now, when I managed to purge my mind of scenes from 1978 classic kung fu movie Game of Death, I looked at the site in more detail. It's nice. Of course, there are photos and videos. I'll get to those in the course of this ramble, but enjoy the foreplay. Unlike any other website I've seen, and the many, many I've imagined in my head, Wifey's World offers a selection of flash cartoons. What's surprising is that they're really well produced, and some of them could even be called educational. Check this out.
Hello, I'm Dr. Wifey, and I'm a sex therapist. Welcome to my office. Dear Dr. Wifey, can you help us find the G-spot? Do you know how to use yours? Thanks, NC couple. Well, guys, this is a very common concern. The infamous G-spot has attained almost mythical status, but honestly, it's not that hard to find. The G-spot was named for German physician Ernst Grasser.
Now, aside from the flash cartoons, there's also a chat section, which runs through a really slick Java applet. It works perfectly, but my question is why? By the time I'd found it, I'd only just managed to purge my brain of Bruce Lee. Why would I want to talk to guys in the middle of a romantic session with myself. You know, you're amusing yourself, abusing yourself, and you suddenly want to break for a little, you know, fishing chat. Maybe, but it's not me, so I'll pass. But it's there. The spotlight and friend sections contain hundreds of photos and video clips from other online amateur sites. They're of a very high quality overall, and it's a great way to get a taste of other sites and other people's wives, if that's what you're into. It's kind of a busman's holiday, as all of the content there is similarly BJ obsessed, praise Jesus. But it certainly adds to the site, because most people probably will get to the stage where they'll want to take a break from wifey and then come back to her romantically refreshed. There's also the WFW section. WFW isn't a wrestling federation, but another blog that's not a blog. It's slick and well produced, but I really lost track of what was in it when a link took me to a site called sexycouple.com. Sexycouple.com is a website which describes women having sex with men of different races as, and I quote, filthy white whores being torn apart by big black cocks. Who writes their ad copy? The Klan? Oh yeah, you're wondering about the photos and the videos. As Tony the Tiger might say, they're fucking great. Photos, large and high quality, they can't be browsed directly. Skipping back and forward between photographs isn't doable, which is a really amazing oversight given the maturity and quality of the rest of the site. But they have posted sets pretty much every week all the way back to 2002 that I could see, and I know that they've been online longer than that. So you've got thousands of photographs to look at. Videos are really the core of the site. They're downloadable, hooray. They're shot using a tripod in many cases, which is also great and makes a big difference to the quality. And they're in MPEG format, so you don't have to use Windows Media or another wacky player. You do have to use Windows Media in the friends section and some other parts of the site, and if you're on a Mac like me, Windows Media sucks. But the one downside to the video is that it does require authentication every time you access a video. That can be a little bit tiresome, but most people are going to put up with that. You can save your passwords in your magic password saver part of your web browser, and you can be a big boy and deal with it. Overall, in summary, Wifey's World is really the gold standard for amateur websites. They're genuine people producing high quality content, and there's a real sense of connection between them and you. You know, you really get a sense that this is what they want to do, they're doing what they want to do, not doing more, not doing less, and that makes it sexier. They are making millions of dollars doing this, but based on the evidence of their website, they deserve it. It's a strange way to be an amateur, but there are a lot of people out there who appreciate it. So if hubby and wifey, or wifey and hubby, actually, for most people, are the kind of people you'd like to see fucking around, you have nothing to lose but the contents of your hacky sack. Go with God and enjoy the website. It's impressive, it's well put together, and I would think that for most people, it's well worth that $24.95.
Do that motherfucker owe me $10?
I pay the fool who goes home crying to his mama.
And what the fuck are you looking at? I'll kick your fucking ass.
Shut up, boo.
You know, fucking tonight we're gonna rip off this fucker's head, take out his fucking soul.
That's it for Podnography Show 2. Please write to podnography@gmail.com with questions, comments, and advice. Or if you want to win a prize, send in an audio clip explaining why you're deserving. The response to last week's competition was a spectacular deluge of zero entrants. So, if you want to be effectively guaranteed a year's free membership to an adult website and enough porn to effectively lobotomize yourself with, email me a sound file. Get your daily dose of sexy stuff at fleshbot.com and read my thoughts on the jizzbiz at sugarbank.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, if there's someone in your life you love, have sex with them. Sex is good. If there's no one in your life to love, grab some porn and go fuck yourself.